英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来收听今天我们周一的看书有道阅读美文，欢迎出嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon。
今天是我们的直播课程，所以一开始呢，我们来问候一下，冬天已经来了，全国各地的大降温的马上就要开始了，所以 everyone please bundle up.
Yeah, bundle up. I'm also like wearing, I think, 4 layers or something, and I'm still cold. It's amazing how quick the weather changed.
暖心的问候大家啊，大家一定要在冬天到来的时候注意保暖。好了，开始我们今天的直播课程，今天我们带来一个新的话题，双语阅读，短短的一篇小文章，但是探讨的话题很有意思。What is leadership? What is a good leader?
Yeah, today we're going to talk about the qualities of a good leader, like how a good leader behaves and how can you recognize a good leader. I mean, some people are leaders just because they have that position, but that doesn't mean they're good.
你是这么认为的啊？有的老师说，这个有的人呢，他是坐在领导的职位上，但是并不意味着好像就是具备着所有领导者的素质啊。
Well,I mean, if a leader, is qualified, like they have like the right education, the right experience, and they know the future goal they have to achieve, of course, that person is qualified to be a leader, but that person also has to know how to deal with people who work for him together to achieve that goal.
对了，今天这个话题呢，跟我们也息息相关了，相信每个朋友都应该有或者是经历过领导。有自己的领导，是不是？
Yeah.
不管是你的你的公司里，你的上司，你的老板，你的领导等等，这些都算是你的上级，他是来管理你，他来领导你的啊。这种人呢叫做 leader。所以说呢，我也知道了，大多数的人呢，其实跟自己的领导多多少少都是有点意见的，对不对？多多少少都是有点不满意的，是不是？
Yeah, like usually leaders are a bit like criticized, because people.In general, just don't like to obey orders. But a good leader doesn't necessarily give orders.
因为领导是来管你的。
Yeah.
是不是？他要给你派任务。所以呢，导致大家各个，就是各种各样的工作呢，对领导都有一些自己的看法和意见。这就从另外一个方面说明了，其实领导这个位置呢，特别不好当。
Yeah.
特别难当。
I personally would never want to be a leader. You have so many things to think about when you're a leader. Like, if you want to do it good, that is. I mean, you can be a leader, as I said, like just qualified enough, you know what to do, and you do it, and you give orders, etc. Then you receive a lot of criticism by your staff. Or you do your best to get into the...minds a little bit of your employees and like to see how you can motivate them to work together with you in a friendly way.
其实 what is leadership? Its qualities are difficult to define. 如果说什么是领导力的话，这个东西其实很抽象的，而且这些品质，领导所应该具备的品质很难精确去确定。你说领导要有Major, 对吧？那他是领导专业吗？好像也没有这种领导的专业，对不对？你说学历重要，那工作经验重要，那到底这个领导应该具备的品质是什么呢？很难说，对不对？
Yeah, it's very difficult to say like what makes a very good leader. Also an article we're going to discuss today, we're going to discuss the qualities of a good leader, but pay attention. These qualities are also...You can understand those qualities in different ways. So, yeah, the words we will use, you kind of have to think about that yourself, how you will define those.
我们说呢，一个好的领导很容易被辨识出来，获取上级或者是下属的肯定。通常呢，一个领导者的素质呢，在用人、用权、决策、人际四个方面都被作为能力衡量的标准。领导意识的核心呢，就是集众人之长去创造业绩。那么今天的这篇双语小文呢，我们将会探讨一个成功的、卓越的领导者，他的领导艺术应该具备九个方面的素质，九个方面的 aspects， 是吧？所以呢，也欢迎大家今天在我们的直播课堂当中来探讨探讨，让你点赞的老板、上司都是什么样的？你也可以说说你对他的不满是什么。
Yeah, after reading our article and after listening to our program, you might want to think about how you can be a good leader or like you can kind of estimate like Who are your real leaders in life?
我们说呀，我们听友当中呢，国企的、私企的都有工作的，所以很可能自己呢也是一个领导，不管是一个小的领导还是一个中层的领导，反正呢可能手下也管着几个人。所以您要是喜欢的话，也可以来听一听今天的这篇文章，说不定对您也是有帮助的了。其实说领导呢，大部分人都不是领导，所以呢我们就可以放开的说，到底领导具备什么样的素质是最重要的，是受欢迎的，是能够做出成绩的。好了，今天这篇文章呢一开篇他就说 What is leadership?
What is leadership? Its qualities are difficult to define, but they are not so difficult to identify.
这是一个总体啊，他就提出一个问题说，到底什么是 leadership? 我觉得这个词我们有必要去了解一下啊。Leader 是领导，那么 what is leadership?
Leadership is like the whole package, of qualities that a good leader has. So leadershipIt really depends on the situation of, yeah, what leadership about what, but what the qualities are. But it's like the combination of all the good qualities that a leader has. That is leadership.
对了 ,leadership 呢是一个重要的词语，就是 the power or ability or talent to lead other people in a good way.
Yeah.
它就是一种领导的能力，一种领导的才能。叫 leadership。 好，有同学说呢，我觉得领导呢就是要怎么说呢，要又有能力又要德才兼备，这样的人呢才能够服众。哎，你这个领导的要求还是挺高的啊，那个不容易做到啊。But it's qualities. Qualities 就是质量，它的品质。
Yeah, the characteristics of a person, like yeah, like can be a character, like a quality can be friendlycaring, self-confidence, that are all qualities of a human, of a human person.
Qualities, 品质，这里是复数。Its qualities, 领导所具备的品质呢 are difficult to define. Define 也是一个很好的词哦。
Yeah, to define. We all struggle with that like every day, I think, if we learn English. Like how do you define a certainthing or someone. Define is giving a name to someone or to something, especially when you see a written word or an expression, then yeah, if you define that one, you say what that thing or word means.
今天的文章中有很多的好词，所以我们讲词讲的细一些啊，大家跟我们一起来背单词。Define 就是明确、规定、界定。
Yeah, and today we're going to try to define the word leadership more specific.
To explain, describe the meaning and exact limits of something.
Yeah.
To define, to 给它一个界定，给它一个定义。那领导所具备的品质呢，其实是很难 define 精确的确定的，但是 they are not so difficult to identify. 又来了重要的词 identify.
Yeah, to identify is that you recognize something as being something. Like you see something and you know what it is, so you say that is this.
认出来 identify.
Yeah.
认出来指出来，就是说如果一个领导具备一个很好的品质，你马上就能知道，你马上就能 identify, 你把它区别出来，一个好的和一个不好的。好了，聊天室的 Jackie 不说了啊、power, talent, ability, and quality.
Oh, wow. That is a good one. It actually kind of reflects what we're going to discuss today.
Uh-huh.
But it also depends on how you use those qualities he listed.
能力、才能，看来大家都对领导的能力还是非常看重的。你看大家都把这几个指出来了，能力很重要，因为主要是来办事儿的，对不对？好，我们来看第一个要素是
One, leaders don't force other people to go along with them. They bring them along. Leaders get commitment from others by giving it themselves, by building an environment that encourages creativity, and by operating with honesty and fairness.
难吗？这一段其实还是有些单词需要学习的。
Leaders
don't force other people to go along with them. 这个领导者呀，他们不会强迫。
Yeah, to force means that you use all your power and ability to make someone do something, like no matter if they like it or not, and you don't give them an opportunity to choose if they do it or not.
强迫我们都学会了，但关键是 go along with 是什么意思呢？
To go along with means to agree with or to follow, like blindly.
哦，字面的意思呢是跟着你一块走嘛，啊，就引申为呢是保持一致和协调。这句话就说一个领导者呢不会强迫强制他人与自己保持一致。
Yeah, that leaders, they don't use their power or force to make other people follow them or support them.
他不会用一个行政命令呢去命令所有的人一定要跟他的想法和他的主张保持一致，而是他会 they bring them along, 啊，这两个短语一起对照学啊。
They bring them along, which means they take them with them.Like they take other people with them in their decisions, in their way of doing things.
哎，有点说要引导他们跟进那个意思。
Yeah, they take them into consideration. Like they consider what other people want and need, and they all think about that while making decisions.
哎，就是我要制定一个政策，我要做一件什么事情，我不会让你呢说一定你必须要跟我一致。
嗯，
啊，我不强迫你，但是我领导着你，向我这边靠过来。
Yeah.
啊，我领你 bring them along, 我带着你引导你跟进啊，团结你这个意思。Leaders get commitment from others. 这是什么呢？他领导者会从别人那个地方有什么 commitment?
Commitment is that you are willing to give a certain amount of time and effort to some goal. Like commitment is the amount of time or effort you need to do something. So if you get commitment from others, you receive their efforts and you receive their willingness to do something for you.
哦，就是说这种 commitment 是一种一种致力于做什么事情啊，去承担什么义务、什么许诺之类的。
Yeah, 啊，所以说 like they are motivated to dedicate their time and efforts to something.
Commitment 我们理解为一种奉献吧。
嗯，
啊，领导呢要承担是承担来自他人的一种怎么说？他人的一种奉献。他要得到这种东西 from others by 但是通过什么手段呢 by giving it themselves
yeah they receive other people's commitment by being very committed themselves like they dedicate a lot of time and effort into something so they get that back from other people too
哎，所以他这个 giving it 指的就是 commitment
yeah
就是如果你要想从别人那个地方得到 commitment得到他为你重心付出，那么首先你就要 giving it themselves，
yeah，
你就得自己先去承担，然后呢才能有别人为你承担义务，是吧
？Yeah， it's like they give something and they get something back in return。
嗯，你要得，你得先去给。
Yeah，
啊，所以领导要表现出这样的一种诚意 ，by 还通过什么方式呢 ？By building an environment。这个我们知道，就是创建一种环境了哈。
Yeah, it's an environment here, means like the circumstances in which you live or work that influences how you feel.
哎，当然啦，你管理的公司啊，你管理的集体啊，你管理的组织啊，都是你管理的那个环境。那你要去怎么去建造这个环境呢 ？That encourages， 哎，你要去建造这样的环境，这个环境里它鼓励 creativity。他鼓励创新
Yeah, creativity is like the ability of people to think of new ideas or new plans or something original.
哎，要鼓励创新，就是不要那种太守旧了啊。
Mm-hmm.
因为这个集体里呢，凡事都是这样的，那个水不流动，它就不活了。如果集体里要是没有做事业，没有创新的话，那就倒退了，那就因循守旧了。所以领导首先要有这个觉悟，要去鼓励创新，要鼓励创造。另外呢 ，by operating with honesty and fairness， 同时你在 operate， 叫 operate 就是你在开这个车的时候。
Yeah, operating is often used with like machines, like a car or yeah computer, but it can also be used for people, which means that they do their job. Yeah, in a certain way, or their actions. That is, to operate is like to do your work, actually.
Operate 是一个很长、很灵活的词，它既可以用在什么开车呀、驾驶大型的机械啊，或者是弄电脑啊，反正就是操作。 人也可以 operate， 对吧？
Yeah.
你去管理啊，去操作啊，这个人怎么用啊，叫 operate。
Yeah,
但是
你 people can operate，
是不是
？It's really weird to think。
所以我们就用中文理解为是为人处事好了。那你这个 operating 的时候，还要有两种素质，就是你要 honesty， 你要诚恳。
Yeah, to be with honesty and fairness, it means like they are honest, they don't cheat, they don't lie, they don't steal.And they treat people with fairness. That means that they don't like discriminate. They regard people as equal. They handle their affairs in a fair way.
诚恳，你要诚恳，有诚意，同时要 fairness， 要公正。所以一个领导有没有诚意，哎，那属下是非常清楚的，因为这是事关人与人的交流，是吧？
Yeah.
我跟你交流的时候，如果我有点假。或者我有点虚伪，你肯定知道。
Yeah, then I will know right away.
你马上就会知道。
Yeah,
所以你不问说你什么人在江湖全靠演技啊，不是说你演得好，演得真诚，好像人家就吃你这套似的。
Yeah,
你得就是你就得有 honesty.
Yeah, like imagine that a leader in a company gives one employee more salary.Because he just likes that employee more than the others, that is super unfair, of course, and not honest. And will the other employees be motivated to work for that leader? No, I don't think so.
对 ，fairness 也不容易做到哦，做到一个公平整体的公平还很难的。
Yeah.
有的人多得一点，有的人少得一点，那心里都记得清清楚楚。另外，诚意，你看看，你给我加薪，你就有诚意，是不是？
Yeah.
这种大家心里都明白。好，来看第二个素质。
Two, leaders demand much of others, but also give much of themselves. They are ambitious, not only for themselves, but also for those who work with them. They seek to attract, retain, and develop other people to their full abilities.
第二个素质呢，主要是讲用人。Leaders demand much of others.其实就是 need 的意思，对不对？但是他要用一个比较大的词叫 demand。
Yeah, to need or like to require other people to do something. Like they really must have people that do something in a certain way. That is to demand.
It's like ask for something forcefully.
Yeah,
就是一种强迫的去需要做什么事情 ，to desire somebody does something for you that you urgently need，
yeah，
要求、需求、命令。
So you kind of push someone，
对对，因为领导呢对别人是 much of others 要求甚多的啊，一会儿给你发号施令啊，一会儿让你做这个做那个呀，但是 also give much of others and themselves， 同时也给予别人很多。
Yeah， they don't only like push people to give much。But they also give much of themselves. They also do a lot of efforts themselves. That, like, that kind of makes it equal again.
你有索取，那是你的工作。那么你也得有付出。
Yeah.
要有付出，有索取，要保持一个 balance, 一个平衡。同时也给予别人很多。另外 ,they are ambitious. 他们是有雄心壮志的。
Yeah, they have a clear goal in mind. They have specific goals and wishes to achieve in the future. An ambition is a goal or a wish you have to achieve something. And it's often related to your career or your job.
那当然，你带领着公司，你是要走向一个什么样的目标的，对不对？
Yeah.
有个奋斗的结果的，对不对？
I think one of the main qualities that a leader should have is like a clear goal.
就是有个很清晰的目标。
Yeah.
啊，我们三年内要达成什么，五年内我们要达成什么。
Yeah, like just real targets where the whole company can work towards. Like, if you don't have a clear goal, like, I don't think anyone will take you serious as a leader.
就是，你领导永远是结果导向的，你是去完成事情解决问题的，对不对？所以你要 ambitious, 有雄心壮志。但是你这个雄心壮志呢， not only for themselves, 还不仅是为自己， but also for those who work with them, 还是为和他一起工作的人，要带领大家走向辉煌。
Yeah, they also have ambitions for...other people who work for them. Like they don't necessarily tell people what to do, but they just say like, hey, look, this position you have that gives this and this and this possibility to achieve in the future. So maybe that will become an ambition of you.
你要带领你的公司，你的部门，让大家一荣俱荣，让大家都能够享受成功的喜悦。所以说还不仅是为自己说啊，我可能升个官发个财什么之类的，那这不行，你顶不了明星。 They seek to attract, retain and develop other people to their full abilities. They seek to 就是有一种想方设法的意思。
Yeah, they do their best to achieve something, seek to something.
那这个 retain 就是保留咯。
Yeah, to keep under their leadership. Like for a leader, it's pretty important that their staff doesn't leave the job after 3 months. Like they would like, if they have a good employee, they want that employee to stay there for at least 5 years, I think.
所以 attract 就是你要想方设法去吸引人才来跟你干事。另外呢，要 retain 还要留住他们。要想办法留住，因为人才通常流动性都很大，人才都是心高气傲的。
To make them stay.
对，怎么能够留在你这儿？你得想办法。另外呢，还要 develop other people to their full abilities， 要发展人们的能力呢，要到他的极限，就意思就是说要人尽其才。
Yeah, to their full abilities. That's a saying, an expression. Which means like if someone is developed to their full ability, it means that person uses all his abilities, talents and skills to do something. Like there's not one quality or skill that is not really like that is ignored.
就是
yeah, like to get the maximum out of people.
你看有的人在单位里头哈，在公司里面，他老觉得自己怀才不遇，他没有 develop to his full abilities， 他就会责怪领导。
Yeah, like the brutal reality is that a lot of people, they do a job, but they feel like they don't do, like they don't work to their full abilities. They don't use their full abilities. And then their job is often not satisfying. But then again, aside your job, there are a lot of other things where you can develop yourself to your full ability.
所以一个人啊，真的想办法要把自己的才给挖出来，给进出来，也是你人生的一大任务，是不是？
Yeah, like imagine you have a job.And you feel like all your talents and all your skills at that job where you studied so long for, where you worked hard for, where you got experience for, that these are all used in a very good way. Then I don't think you will leave that job, would you?
有的人说我人尽其才，我哪知道我有什么才呀？你要工作呀，所以人要工作啊。你要工作，你才能知道你有什么 talent。你要参与社会活动，你才能知道你能为社会和为他人做什么。所以你要是都宅在家里，你哪知道你有什么才能啊？你没有才能，是吧
？Yeah, you have to experience yourself what your full abilities are and where you want to develop them the most.
这个对每个人来讲都是一生的要思考的问题啊。好，人尽其才，我们来看第三个。
Three, good leaders aren't lone rangers. They recognize that an organization's strategies for success.Require the combined talents and efforts of many people. Leadership is the catalyst for transforming those talents into results.
接下来我们来看看啊，团结就是力量啊，这个观点。Good leaders, 好的领导呢 aren't
lone rangers.
注意这个短语叫 lone rangers. Lone 是孤独的 ，rangers 有点像那种流浪者，侠客。
Yeah, Lone Ranger is someone who is used to doing everything alone and being alone. Like, it's got the word ranger, actually denotes a cowboy, and this comes from, like, a period in America that American movies were very popular, and that there was, like, Western cowboy movies were screened, and then you saw often scenes of a lone ranger in a desert walking all by himself for miles and miles. That's a lone ranger.
Brave and cool.
Yeah, brave, cool.Only minding his own business.
独行侠就像咱们汉语的这个中国的这些古代的侠客一样，凡事呢只要自己就搞定就行了。可是好的领导呢，他不是独行侠，他要干嘛呢 ？They recognize that an organization's strategies for success require the combined talents and effort of many people. 他们一定是认识到了 ，recognize that organization strategy。 一个组织的一个策略啊。什么策略呢？要 for success 获取成功。一个组织要获取成功的话，一定是需要的 combined talents。
Yeah, combined means joined together into one. That is combined.
组合起来的。
Yeah,
合起来的，合起来的 talents。
Yeah, people, what people are good at, like by their natural disposition.
人才，还有 efforts, 还有才能。
Yeah, and what they can do, and their like their motivation to do it.
对，他就意识到说，一个组织要是想获取成功的话，它的方针就应该在于把所有人、许多人的才能和力量全部联合起来，联合起来才能办大事儿嘛。所以他绝对不是说自己想往哪儿就办到哪儿的情况下，他是要去联合别的力量。另外呢 ，leadership is the
catalyst.
这个词儿可能大家没见过啊。Catalyst.
A catalyst is an event or person or a characteristic of a person that causes something to change very, very drastically, like change completely to something else.
有点难。那汉语很好理解，叫催化剂。
嗯，
就是很多时候在那个什么。是 chemical reaction 的时候
yeah,
是不是
we use it a lot we use that word a lot in
catalyst、
yeah.
在化学里面的时候、
yeah.
chemistry
in chemistry long ago、yeah.
啊、这是化学里面的催化剂就这个领导呢它是一种领导的艺术是一种催化剂用来干嘛呢 transforming transform、
yeah.
transformer 变形金刚是吧
yeah transform is to changeBut more intense, like change can be a little bit and yeah, not so much. But transform is like changing into something completely different.
形态上的一种转变叫 transform. Transform those talents into results. 要把众人的才智才华呀转化为一个结果，一个业绩。
Yeah, so leadership is the thing that is needed to change talents.Like people's talents, what they're good at, into results.
所以这个第三点就是说，这个好的领导他脑海当中随时随地都在想，我要怎么样用人，把大家的力量全部团结起来，把众人的才智呢转化为业绩，这是他们要考虑的问题。所以你看，一个领导的脑子里要想的问题其实是很多的、
mm-hmm.
啊。如果你害怕麻烦，或者是你。不善于去多线程处理问题的话，你还当不了这个领导。
Yeah, like if you are not able to, yeah, to stimulate people's development of talent, then yeah, you often face many problems as a leader. I think.
第四个
，Four, leaders know that when there are two opinions on an issue, one is not bound to be wrong. They recognize that hustle and rush.Are the allies of superficiality. They are open to new ideas, but they explore their ramifications thoroughly.
有点难，但是这些词语全部可以换成是简单的词。那我们来看 ，leaders know that when there are two opinions or an issue， 领导者明白，当出现有两种问题、意见，或者是有两种争论的时候 ，one is not bound to be wrong. Bound to be 的意思呢，就是。必然的
，Yeah, certain to be true, certain to be something.
哎，他就知道这其中一种啊，并非必然是错的。
Yeah, if there are two opinions about like an issue, a problem or a question, like one of them is not necessarily wrong.
嗯，他说意思就是说，不见得这事情就是非黑即白的啊。他们有一种保留的认知 ，They recognize that hustle and rush.这两个词差不多同义词。
Yeah, hustle means that you use like bad ways to achieve your goal, and it's usually to make money.
就是那种推推搡搡那种催促 hustle 忙忙乱乱的 hustle and rush 就是急速进行仓促完成。
Yeah, rush is like when many people at the same time try to do something the same but in many different ways. So you can imagine the chaos.
那么这个匆忙和草率这两个东西 are the allies of superficiality. Allies 就是同盟盟军。
Yeah, allies is more often used for countries.And especially for countries who support each other during times of war, but it's more often used for like in negative situations, like when it's not really a good situation. But here it means supporters or helping things.
那这个 superficiality 就是肤浅了啊。
Yeah.
肤浅表面的
Yeah, if someone is superficial, someone only cares about things that are pretty obvious and clear. Like they don't really care about thinking very deep about something.
就是 superficiality. 好，他意识到啊，说如果匆忙和草率的话，一定会导致肤浅片面的问题。所以你看，领导者做决策的时候都是深思熟虑的。他有那个能力，他不像我们，我们就是啊，是这个决定，好，马上 A， 然后 B， 人家领导部，他起码得想三天，综合考虑，全盘考虑啊，所以他就知道了，不能匆忙，不能草率。They are open to new ideas， 你看，他们是很开放的这个心态啊，头脑是很开放的。
Yeah, to be open to something is to be ready and willing to accept something, something new, something different.
哎，一定是对新的设想或建议是敞开心胸的、啊、他不拒绝新东西，但是呢 ，they explore their
ramifications.
这个词虽然难，但是其实它就一个意思，就是 results.
Yeah, it's the possible results of an action. That is a ramification, like what can happen in the future.
就是结果，所以这个东西是 explore 结果 thoroughly.
Yeah.
就是对这个结果和后果呀，哎呀，那要做完全全局的精细的探讨。
Yeah, they think carefully about the possible results of an action before they accept, like, taking that action. Like, imagine there's a discussion about some kind of problem. A good leader doesn't really say, okay, that solution is wrong, that solution is good. No, they consider all the solutions that other people say, and then kind of think about all the possible solutions, like those possible results that come out of those ideas, and then they decide.
有的时候我们对很多事情啊，确实有一种下意识的拒绝一些新鲜的事物。这个时候领导就会站出来说，哎，你先不要先拒绝，着急给他否了，不要着急给他拒之门外。哎，你先试试看，对不对？你先 just try it out， 你试试看，不见得就是错的。哎，听了领导话以后发现确实啊。结果还可以，所以这种时候领导的眼光高瞻远瞩就很重要。
Yeah, they're open to to adjust their own plans if needed.
好，第五个
，5. Successful leaders are emotionally and intellectually oriented to the future, not wedded to the past. They have a hunger to take responsibility, to innovate, and to initiate.They are not content with merely taking care of what's already there. They want to move forward to create something new.
我们来看看领导是怎么来看待过去、现在和将来的。Successful leaders are emotionally, 就是情感上的。
Yeah, emotionally means related to emotions. Like if someone does something emotionally, someone does that with showing or using emotions.
就是情感上的 intellectually.
Well, intellectually is a bit the opposite, but at the same time the same as emotionally. Like to use all your thinking and understanding about something, like you direct that at the future.
其实既然一旦一个人说到情感，必然要说到理智。这是两方面嘛，无论是 emotionally 情感上的，还是 intellectually 理智上的，它都是 oriented to 就是朝向。
Yeah, to have a primary purpose of action. That is like if you're oriented to something, your primary goal is that something.
对啊，它就是朝向于未来的，无论是情感上、理智上，它一定都着眼于未来，而不是 wedded to the past。啊，这个表达很奇怪呀 ，wedded to。
Yeah, we all maybe know the word wedding.
Wedding 不是结婚嘛
？Yeah, that is to be married. But wedded to something is believing strongly in something.
哦，就是说你是沉迷于什么事情，就相当于跟他结婚一样。
Yeah.
他是不跟过去结婚，就是说他不会沉迷于过去。
Yeah, they don't stay to the past.
They have a hunger. 他们有一种饥饿感。那饥饿感是干嘛呢？来 take responsibility to innovate and to initiate. 哇，这个阵势很大呀，就是渴望，他们是非常渴望来肩负责任的。
Yeah, they have a hunger too. That means they have a strong wish or desire to take responsibility, to see it as their duty, to assume it as their duty. They have to do something.
哎，换言之，就是害怕负担责任的人，他肯定当不了领导。不管是当不了这个社会上的领导，家里的领导他也当不了。害怕扛事儿的人，家里的事儿他也扛不起。
Yeah.
你看，这个人能负责任的话，证明才能。证明这个人能不能成才 ，take responsibilities， 职责，担负职责。哎，他们非常渴望担负职责，根本不害怕。还有 innovate， 还有改革创新。
Yeah, to create something new, to experiment, to take a new direction into something.
还有 initiate 是一种开创、开拓的意思。
Yeah, to invent or introduce a new idea, to begin.
你看，所以说这就阵势很大了。而且 they are not content with 这个短语很好哦 be content with something 对什么事情是心满意足了
Yeah, that you're satisfied and pleased with your situation as it is and you don't really want to change that or improve that
是啊他们不仅仅是满足于是 taking care of what's already there what's already there 就是现有的东西他不满足于仅仅是守成他们还要干嘛 they want to move forwardTo create something new.
Yeah, to move forward is to make progress, to make steps ahead, like to improve.
他还要是向前进去，他要去创造新的事物，还要去承担新的职责，解决更新的问题。所以都是着眼于未来，而不是沉迷于过去取得的成就啊，或者是取得的功劳啊等等，不这样，要向前走。
Yeah, I think this one doesn't really count only for leaders, right? Like, this is also...
人都应该这样，是不是？
Yeah, like in your life in general, you kind of have to take responsibility for your actions to get somewhere, right? And yeah, you have to... People should not stick too much to the past. Like, the past is the past. If you're not directed to the future and stay to the past, stay in your own comfort zone, then how will you improve, right?
客观规律是人是每天在向前走的。如果你逆着客观规律而言，你天天就是哭着过去，沉迷于过去，这是不对的。
I mean, it's good to be content, for sure.But it's a better feeling if you make progress.
好，听到这里呢，大家说啊，说今天这话题还挺喜欢的啊，让我们大家都能做个好领导。然后有的人说，让我们学习学习，回头好给领导提提意见。哦，你们领导可以这样提意见吗？可以吗？可以提，哎，给领导提意见也是一门艺术，没准以后我们得再说一说这问题。继续看第六个
，6。Leaders provide answers as well as direction, offer strength as well as dedication, and speak from experience as well as understanding of the problems they face and the people they work with.
Leaders provide answers as well as direction. 这个说了领导的功能。领导是不仅仅要给予一种答案，
yeah.
他还要给方向。所以他不仅要给方向。他也要对问题和要求呢提供一个具体的解答，你得去解决问题。
Yeah, they give answers to questions and they give like a sort of goal, like a sort of instructions about what to do.
哎
，and they offer strength, but they also dedicate themselves to their work, to their position as being a leader.
还要什么？还要 offer， 还要提供 strength。As well as dedication, 还要提供一种怎么说叫行事的力量。
Yeah, dedication is the willingness a person has to give a lot of time, a lot of effort and energy to do something because it's important to that person.
哎，你要有办事的能力，你别说下属老是布置个任务吧，下属老是推推诿诿的不做，你都有行事的力量，你得去推动他做。你要去推动，你要有这种行事的力量 ，strength， 还有 dedication， 你还得有一种献身的精神。啊，就这事儿呢，我要是不做，所以我一做必然会做好。然后呢，还要 speak from experience， 说话呢还得根据以往的经验。
Yeah, when someone speaks from experience, this is an expression. Someone talks about something he or she has experienced or already himself. Like, experience means that you have specific skills or knowledge about something because you already did this before.
嗯，其实领导这个岗位呢，确实也是。人家都说为什么年轻人当不好领导，就是因为他呢，不是说素质不够，就是有时候经验差很多。
嗯，
人见的少，跟人打交道的能力呢，没有像老领导那么丰富经验。老领导一看一个人，他就知道这个人大致是个什么样子，什么能力，什么水平，他就可以去判断。年轻人就是经验少，所以领导这个职位跟那医生似的，越老越吃香哈。Experience as well as understanding of the problems they face， 同时呢，还要说话的时候要根据对问题的认识。The people they work with 以及对同事的了解来判断
yeah, they understand the people they work with. I think the main thing you get from work experience is knowledge about how people work, like what motivates people and yeah, how to deal with people.
对啊，你得知道是吧，你员工工作动力是什么？你怎么去激励他们
？Yeah, that's why many job vacancies they require like at least 2 year work experience or something like that because they want people, they want to hire people who know how to interact with other people.
领导最重要的是做事和人际相处，怎么样去跟人相处，这是很大的一门领导的艺术。对于问题的认识，以及对同事的了解，对下属的了解，包括对于自己上级的了解，都很重要。第七
，Leaders are flexible rather than dogmatic. They believe in unity rather than conformity, and they strive to achieve consensus out of conflict.
领导呢，还得是处事非常 flexible。灵活的
，Yeah, like they can adjust their plans or like their ideas.
一对反义词 flexible 和后面的 rather than 而不是 dogmatic.
Yeah, if you're dogmatic, you are certain that you are right and everyone else is wrong, and you stick to that. You don't want to hear something else.
哎，那是武断了。他灵活而不武断。他们认为啊 ，they believe in unity. 他们相信是那种。协调一致的力量 ，unity.
Yeah, a unity is a lot of people being joined together, and they are agreeing with each other about something
rather than conformity. Conformity 就是那种循规蹈矩。
Yeah, it's like conformity is behavior that follows the usual standards or expectations of that group, but it's not necessarily something that everyone wants. It's something that they do because that is the rule.
They strive 就是力求做某事，努力做某事 ，achieve 力求在一种 conflict 当中呢达到 consensus.
Yeah, they do their best. They work hard to achieve consensus, like the state that everyone agrees about something.Out of conflict, like they try their best to change conflicts, people who disagree with each other, to change that into a situation in which people agree about something.
哎，注意老师这个解释的很好，就是说要力图把这个 conflict 变成一个 consensus.
Yeah,
力图把冲突、矛盾冲突当中呢求得意见的统一。哦，这个特别难。
Yeah, a consensus is.Very difficult to achieve because many people they are pretty dogmatic.
对，大部分的人其实都很相信自己的看法。
Yeah, they not willing to really adjust their ideas. But yeah, that's the thing. Like they use the word consensus here, not agreement, because consensus is something else than an agreement. Consensus means that it's a generally accepted opinion or decision among a group of people. Like they.Don't entirely agree with something, but they are willing to agree with it.
所以，一个领导的沟通能力和说服能力啊，相当的重要啊。这些肯定都是天生的才行，对吧
？Eight, leadership is all about getting people consistently to give their best, helping them to grow to their fullest potential, and motivating them to work toward a common good.Leaders make the right things happen when they're supposed to.
leaders is all about 啊，就是关于领导的艺术呢，全然在于 getting people consistently to give their best。Consistently 就是不断的、不停的。
Yeah, it doesn't change.
Give one's best 的意思就是
，Yeah, to do your best, to work hard, to give your most.
对了，全然在于让下级的工作人员呀、不断的去发挥所长。
Yeah,
helping them to grow to their fullest potential. 还要帮助他们，不是说让他们自己去发挥哈，你还得帮助他们要 grow， 要成长。长到他们的 fullest potential、
yeah.
最大限度的去发掘潜力。
It's the same meaning as、to develop to full abilities. Like to grow to your fullest potential means actually you develop in a way that you use your full abilities.
对，员工的能力发展到什么样的程度，全靠你怎么去引导，对不对？你怎么去推动？另外，你一定要去 motivate them， 要去推动他们，要去激励他们 ，to work toward a common good， 要他们工作呢，要朝着一个方向。叫 common good.
Yeah, a common good is an advantage or a help to a group of people at the same time. That's a common good.
共同的利益。
Yeah.
所以要激励员工呢，去推动他们为共同的事业而工作。不说大家呢，都是心是散的，有的人为自己，有的人为什么，你得推动大家为了一个共同的目标去工作。另外呢， leaders make the right things happen when they're supposed to.这句话有意思，领导要确保正确的事情发生了，当他们应该发生的时候发生了。
Yeah, when they should, when they have to, then leaders make the right things happen. Like when they have to, they feel the need, they do the good things.
就是说该成事儿的时候，那领导必须得确保这事儿得成了、是吧？所以领导者呢，是务必得使该办的事情按时完成、你要起到一个监督的作用，同时要拿捏这个时间，然后还要胸有成竹，心中有数，一切都要按你的计划去进行。好，最后一个
9. A good leader, an effective leader, is one who has respect. Respect is something you have to haveIn order to get, a leader who has respect for other people at all levels of an organization, for the work they do, and for their abilities, aspirations, and needs, will find that respect is returned, and all concerned will be motivated to work together.
最后一个特质非常的重要啊、就是说到是一个做人的一个最基本的素质了。A good leader, 一个好的领导呢？An effective leader, 一个卓有成效的领导呢 is one who has respect, 是一个拥有尊重的人。
Yeah, that means that he receives a certain admiration, that people support him and agree with his actions or with his, with his character.
他这个尊重呢，就是说，我们来看哈，后面他讲到 respect is something you have to have in order to get.这个尊重专指是对于人的一种尊重啊，对你的下级的那种尊重。你看看 ，respect is something， 这个尊重是什么东西呢？是 you have to have in order to get， 就你得先对别人有尊重，别人才会尊重你。
Yeah, what like imagine a leader doesn't take you serious, like they ignore you, they don't really regard your decisions as important, they don't admire your efforts. Do you really think?You will respect your leader then? Do you really think you will admire your leader then? Of course not. I mean, I hope not.
A leader who has respect for other people at all levels of an organization for the work they do and for their abilities, aspirations, and needs will find that respect is returned.这个在我们的文化里面啊，通常是下级对上级应该有尊重。啊，我们有这种自古有那个父子关系、君臣关系，他这个尊重呢是向上的，很少有强调是向下的尊重，很少说老板要尊重员工，
yeah.
这个很少强调。
Yeah, this is often like a bit neglected, especially in old times. Yes, but it's basically true. If you want to gain like sincere respect of your employees, you have to respect them too, no matter if they are the toilet cleaning ladies or if they are your managers, like you have to treat them all with respect and like, be grateful for their efforts.
对啊，不仅是对那个员工尊重，包括像保安呢，清洁的阿姨呀、等等这些、对所有的人他都是有一种尊重的、Who has respect for other people at all levels of organization 就是对这公司里的所有的各级人员他都会尊重 For the work they do 对他们的工作要尊重 For their abilities 对他们能力要尊重对他们的 aspirations 他的愿望和他的 needs 需求都要予以尊重
Yeah, aspirations are wishes or desires you have, especially for the future. It's usually used to describe wishes or desires you have for your career.
对啊，但是前提条件是你这个领导，你得察觉到你的员工有这方面的需求，是吧？然后你才能去尊重他们。We'll find, 如果这些你都做好了 ,you'll find, 你会找到这个 respect is returned. 你会发现人家也会在这些方面尊重和关怀你。
Yeah, if you respect other people of other levels as a leader, you will get respect in return.
And all concerned, 如果这些方面 all concerned 都做到了的话
all concerned is everyone who is involved in something or affected by something.
If all concerned,will be motivated、啊、这些所有的人员这个时候有关的人员都会 motivated 被激励起来 and work together 然后共同努力工作
Yeah, and everyone in a company or in a other social setting will be motivated will be willing to work together to, towards a certain goal
所以这样看下来的话这样的九大素质哈我们来看一下有哪些呢有处事诚恳公正善于用人团结员工心态开放进取创新行事果决灵活变通深挖员工权力潜力平等尊重看来做领导很难的
Yeah, it's really a lot of things you have to consider if you are a leader likeIt wouldn't be my perfect job, but I mean, if you kind of think about this in a different way, not related to work, you can kind of, think about how you can integrate these qualities into being the leader of your own life.
朱韵老师没有想过自己会当领导。
No.
这么坚决，为什么？
Well, people are pretty stubborn usually, like in their opinions and their ideas and their way of working.And I don't think they will really listen to me or really do what I want.
你看，大多数人都有自己的想法和主见的。要么我们说，众口难调，人难管呢，对不对？
Yeah.
领导你又要管他们，你又要用他们，
yeah.
你说这难不难？啊，难不难？
Yeah, and that's why I like this article a lot because it emphasizes that people cannot change other people. Other people can only change themselves.And that's really like what this article emphasizes. Like a leader can only show how to change yourself, but a leader cannot change you.
对啊，所以我们都说一个好的领导，他一定是又 flexible 又灵活的。
嗯。
然后呢，又周到的，又圆融的，同时呢，最好还是有能力的。这些要是都做到了，那必然是个好领导无疑，是不是
？Yeah.And like I do think that with the years passing, like you get a lot of experience with interacting with people, and like you can find out yourself what motivates people. So if you do have an ambition to become a leader, then right now you can already pay attention to what motivates people, how to treat people in a way that makes them willing to give commitment.
对呀。我相信啊，我们的听友当中有很多年轻的朋友，现在也有志于要当一个领导了。
Yeah, I think so. It's a very popular job to be like a manager or a businessman or to have your own company.
对啊，创业的朋友也是啊。你一般创业的人都有能力，但是他同时也要身兼领导者的一个素质。你要招那么多员工在一起，你知不知道领导的艺术是什么啊？所以领导的艺术离我们其实并不远，不是那么 far away 的东西。
No,
也不是那么老套成规的东西，都在领导的艺术。也随着时间的变化啊，不同的人不同的一代人，他成长起来，他都会有些内涵上的变化，是不是？
Yeah.
但是大多数呢，总体来讲，他都脱离不开，就是 怎么与人打交道。
Yeah, it's very important to be able to communicate with people. Mm. And like, if you are successful in that, then you can be a leader. Like, fortunately, China has a lot of business people and a lot of people who have their own companies. And those I've spoken to, they're excellent leaders and they definitely know how to just behave with other people.
同时呢，通过这样一篇文章，我们也可以衡量自己到底有没有当领导的素质。万一有的时候领导来提拔你去当个什么小领导之类的，你要是觉得自己不行，你就不能接这个活儿。你要是觉得自己还可以锻炼一下，哎，你也可以按照这些方向争取去做一个好领导，是吧？
Yeah, like you can, once again, you can use this article as just being a leader of your own life. That's already pretty difficult.
好，有个同学说了，我就喜欢当员工。啊，那你这个总结实在是太好了，你这个总结可以，我们今天可以下课了哈。好，真的是哈，感谢大家这么多的关于领导的评论。有的人说领导要修身治国平天下啊，有的人说当员工做实事，有的人说领导不需要自己太能干，一定要激励手下的员工能干，这些还有的人说承上启下不容易。行，我觉得大家都很有自己领导的，希望对所有的朋友们都有帮助。来，谢谢Judy老师。
Thank you all for listening. See you next week.